It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 323, entitled I Forgot the Clever Title I Was Going to Use. That's actually what happened. It was recorded on Monday, the 3rd of February, 2025. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and today I am joined by Michelle Frechette, and also by Cammy McNamara, and also by Ross Morselli. We are here to talk about WordPress, so that's exactly what we do. We talk about the training team goals for the year 2025. Festinger Vault, which is one of those GPL clubs, it is back. And what do the community think about it? Well, you can find out about that in the next few moments. It's not entirely positive, let's put it that way. World Host Group has acquired A2 Hosting. And also, Drupal CMS has got some really interesting ideas, and I just wonder if some of those ideas could well end up in a future version of WordPress. WordCamp Kolkata happened in the not-too-distant past, and then we have a bit of a conversation about the crisis that's going on in the theme space in WordPress. What themes even for these days? There's a little bit at the end about hacking as well, and all of that is coming up next on This Week in WordPress. This episode of the WP Builds podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WP Builds. And by Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by OmniSend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com.
Hello.
Hello, one more hello. It is episode number 323 of This Week in... I nearly said This Week in Google. I listen to a podcast very often called This Week in Google. In fact, I blatantly stole the name for this show. that one. And this is not that. That show's way more expensive to make than this one. But this is This Week in WordPress. That's what we do over here. 323 of that. As you can see, I'm joined by three fabulous people all over the place. And let's go around, do the sort of round robin. Hello to everybody. Let's start with down there beneath my image, at least anyway, on my screen is Michelle Frechette. How are you doing?
That's the easiest point. You can point up and down very easily. Left and right gets a little confusing.
Yes. So straightforward.
We're doing fairly well, thank you.
Yeah, Michelle is the co-host for today, and I appreciate her joining us. Let's do the little bio. I'm sure if you watch the show regularly, you know much about what Michelle does in the WordPress community. The short version, TLDR, is it's a lot. But here it comes. Michelle Frechette is the Director of Community Engagement for Stellar WP at Liquid Web. In addition to her work at Stellar WP, Michelle is the podcast barista at WP Coffee Talk, co-founder of Underrepresented in Tech, creator of WP Speakers and WP Career Pages, the executive director of the shiny new owned Post Status. We'll get into that. Co-host of the WP Motivate podcast, author, frequent organizer, and speaker at WordPress events. She lives near Rochester, New York, where she is an avid nature photographer. And if you want one URL to sum the whole thing up, head to Meet Michelle. Online. Thank you, Michelle. I know that you've got a little bit of pain at the moment, but
I fractured my tailbone, so it's a little it's a little tender to sit, but I'm okay.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
No fast movements.
No, yeah. Luckily, this show is entirely chair based. So that's straightforward. But thank you. And there's Cammy McNamara. I got it right.
Good morning. Yes, of course.
Yeah, thank you so much. What time is it where you are, Cammy? I hate to ask.
It's 6:06 a.m. It's very dark outside, and I have a nice coffee going, though.
Okay.
I'm all right.
Okay, yeah. I appreciate
that. The dog was thrilled. I was up early. We got breakfast early.
She's usually out walking or at the gym at this time, though, and commenting in the comments. Yeah. So she is the opposite of me. She is an early bird, and I am not an early bird.
Yeah, well, I am actually these days. I've sort of turned into a bit of an early bird. But anyway, I can't think at that time of the day. I'd get up at that time of the day. But if you ask me to think coherently and cogently, the answer would be no, not really. So I appreciate you getting your act together and chatting with us today. That's brilliant. However, in the comments section of the show notes that we share, where the bio should go,
I just noticed this.
All I've got is I'll upload it later, but that's fine. We don't need to worry about that because I'll just
hand
it over to you.
I did upload something, but clearly I didn't click the update button at the bottom when I did it. So it
it's like you don't know how the web works.
Yeah.
I can do my own elevator pitch if you would like.
Do that. Yeah, let's get you please do that. Yeah.
So I'm Cammy McNamara. I own WebCammy LLC, which is a one-person web design agency in Seattle, Washington, that I have been running for 23 years this month. And I also have a newsletter for web designer, webdesignerhabits.com. And this really good friend of mine named Michelle told me I should build out a whole website for it. And I did that this weekend. So
nice.
Anyway.
Nice. I love these little sort of side hobby projects that you can begin like that on the web. That is one of the best things about the web. I go down so many blind alleys every year, but the fun that I get from doing it is amazing. And I have high expectations for what you've launched there. So just tell us what it is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, every week I send out a new habit for web designers to help them run their businesses. And, you know, it's just tried and true things I do myself, and that I'm trying to foster good habits, and I'm just trying to build a community around that. So that's it.
Thank you so much. Well, that was way better than I would have done.
Can I interject with Cammy and I are working on a project that's going to be launched towards the end of this year as well.
Well, you're not going to say that, are you?
I'll let Cammy tell us.
We're working on a planner together that's going to have the habits and tips and to help you throughout the day keep your day organized. So
like a physical book planner kind of thing.
And Michelle and meeting every Friday. So that's like the best part of it right now is that you have
a interesting. Okay, so watch this space. Well, Cammy, thank you so much for doing your own introduction there. However, our third guest has...
Well, next time I'll do better.
It's okay, honestly. I'm not being judgy. There's no judgment here. It's fine.
You mean our second guest.
Yeah. However, Ross did remember to click the save button, so I appreciate that, Ross. How are you doing, Ross and Sally?
I'm doing very good. Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning. I've forgotten where you are in the world.
So, I'm currently in the north of Spain.
That was it, Spain, that bit. I knew I was jealous.
UK history there, but yeah, I left the UK about 5 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that it was northern Spain, but I do remember the jealousy that I felt when you said those words, thinking, yeah, that sounds good. Okay, so in the UK at the moment, it's about 2 degrees centigrade, which is, I don't know, in Fahrenheit, but it's not much. What is it where you are, Ross?
Well, the north of Spain, typically not the hottest part of Spain. I'm actually looking at the temperature here. It says it's 12 degrees.
Yeah, you see, that's nice. That's quite
nice. If you go down to somewhere like Madrid, I think it's a lot colder at the moment. They have quite extreme winters and extreme summers.
Yeah, well, anyway, not that extreme. Not as extreme as probably Cammy gets, I would have thought, and probably Michelle, in all honesty. It's like minus a lot. We'll get to the weather in a minute, no doubt. Somebody will have sent us the weather, I'm sure. But you can see Ross right there. You can see underneath his name, it says searchandfilter.com. So if he is the creator of Search and Filter Pro, which is a plugin And he also owns some lesser known plugins as well. If you didn't know, Search and Filter allows you to build powerful search experiences in WordPress and integrates with all of your favorite plugins. Would it be fair to sum it up as sort of faceted search? You sort of, you know, you've got a body of data and you want to sort of drill down into it and show me the things that are less than $2. Show me the things with an image. Show me the red things, that kind of stuff.
100%, exactly.
I've got your elevator pitch sorted. Next time you...
I'm going to check this episode again. And
yeah, that's right. Show me the red things. That's going to sum it up nicely. So there's our panel. There is our panel for today.
Ross, do you want to tell them our project working together?
I'm kidding. That's top secret. You're not supposed to mention that.
That's filter and search pro. We've got everything sort of slightly the other way around.
This actually doesn't have the pro on it.
No, it's just filter and search.
Exactly.
We are joined, as always, in the comments by a whole load of people. And if you wish to make a comment, we would love that. It really drives the show along. And the best way to do that is to head here. Sorry, Michelle. I can't actually change that. There you go. It's under Michelle's chin there. Go to wpbuilds.com/live. Once more, wpbuilds.com/live. Go on, drag your grannies and your uncles and your aunts and your sisters and brothers and dogs and cats. Get them there. And if you do that, I have nothing else to say apart from what I usually say, which is if you're on a desktop, the comment box on the right-hand side is going to give you YouTube comments, so you'll have to have a Google account. However, if you don't like Google and you just want to kind of remain a bit more anonymous, then please feel free to click the little live chat button. It's at the top right of the actual video player. It's like inside the video. Click that, and then you just need to give us your name, and it goes directly to the platform that we're using. So there we go. And a bunch of people have given, quite a few, actually. Good grief. Quite a few comments already. Here we go. So the first up, Mark Westgard, Guardian of the West, on the show very recently, says, I'm here a month before this starts, waiting.
I could tell. He texted me, and apparently... On YouTube, it did say that it was March 3rd and not February 3rd. And so
I actually wrote that, or it was in the... Anyway, people are here, so it can't be the end of the world too much. That's good. Here's Dave, friendly web guy. That's rather keen. Yes, I apologize to everybody for making them hold on for a whole month. Influence WP. Hello, Ryan. Hello from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's supposed to reach 66 degrees Fahrenheit today, which is good. I guess that's a good number. I don't know how much that is in real money, but it sounds like a lot if you've got the thumbs up. I see that you are here too. Yes, we are. So you got the right date, says Mark. Ian WB, hello. At least February's shorter. Yeah, that's true. It was only 28 days. So we've got 2-3 days less to wait than we should with any other month. Did you ever hear this?
For context.
Yeah, that's right.
Would I be like, what?
What the heck? There was this great idea ages ago to sort of do more or less decimalize the year. And it turns out that if you did a 10-day week and each day had 10 hours and each hour had, I think it was 100 seconds, you end up with just like this weird bit at the end where there's one day or just 2 days which don't fit in, and you just call that the calendar day or the annual day, and everybody gets it off as a holiday. But you'd have less of this weird kind of stuff. But then again, it's kind of nice having weird stuff in life, so screw that. Let's stick with what we got. So there you go. Nathan should have started the timer 28 days and it would count down real No, I'm not doing that. Michelle Frechette says, patience, Mr. Westgard. Thank you. And Reese is joining us. Hello from Newton Le Willows. That's got to be in the UK with a name like that. Actually able to tune in live. Well, I appreciate that you have. Cameron's joining us from the other side of the planet. He is usually in Eastern Australia. He says, greetings. He's probably typing that whilst falling asleep in bed. So I appreciate you joining us. Good morning, says Mr. Warner, Adam Warner from GoDaddy. Good morning, good afternoon to everybody. And Marcus Bennett from Bluehost Now also joining us. And lots of waving amongst everybody. There we go. Is that everybody based? Everybody's now getting into just chatting with each other by the looks of it. There we go. Michelle Huffaker's joining us as well. Little hand wave. That's
favorite comment.
Nice.
Is that Cammie has inspired Marcus's morning walk routine now.
Oh, so really?
That's, So that was somewhere buried in all of those comments, which I thought was very lovely.
I deployed
and
the...
And then we said he's been walking too. So, Cammy, you start
going. Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that.
You go out onto your like harbor, don't you? Walk around the shoreline there.
I believe it's
It's called Alki Beach, and it's the Elliott Bay. So it's the Puget Sound. And
I
head out there every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I was going to the gym, but, it's just so nice to get the nature aspect of it that I've been trying to get outside, even in the cold weather.
Photos are beautiful from there.
Yeah, they really are. It's really nice. And here's another one. Morgan, I butchered your surname. Greetings from Western Australia. Another one from Australia. This is great. I'm loving this.
I'm gonna guess it's either pronounced Vit or Vit, but okay. Morgan can let us know.
Is the H a silent thing?
I would think so, but I have no idea.
I tried with sounding the H and it didn't work, so we'll go with whatever Michelle says. Unless you want to, Morgan, sort of phonetically explain it to us. Anyway, we're not here to talk about all that. Well, we kind of are. Let's talk about WordPressy stuff. So a little bit of self-promotion. I hope you acknowledge that at the beginning. I hope that's all right. This is us. Check us out. WPBuilds.com. If you head to that website and you want to stay abreast of what we're doing, honestly, we send 2 emails out a week. I can't remember the last time we did more than that. It's just to say when this show gets parceled up, because we record it live like this, and it's fun to have the comments and everything. But then what we do is we bundle it up as a podcast episode, so it goes out into where our audience really is, which is listening on podcast players and things like that. And so it comes out tomorrow, so you get an email to say that's out. And then we do the podcast episode every Thursday where I interview somebody, not live typically. And that comes out, and we email you about those as well. So if you want to fill in this email box here, we will send you one of those emails twice a week. And as you can see, we're very lucky over here at WP Builds because we have 3 very fine sponsors helping us keep the lights on. So thank you so much to GoDaddy Pro, to Bluehost, and to OmniSend for their continuing ongoing support. Keeps us going. And really appreciate it. Very, very, very nice to have those companies with us. Okay, that's that little bit. The next bit to say is that this is where we're at with the podcast episodes. If you go to the archives section, this thing that you're watching or listening to now will appear in This Week in WordPress under the archives. And the WP Builds podcast, that's the one that comes out on a Thursday. And you can see that I chatted to Mark a couple of weeks ago for our new nice show, we're calling it, where we're just relentlessly nice about things. And then I spoke to Ryan, who's in the chat, about Influence WP. And then for the first time ever, I cocked up and didn't put my podcast out. Ever. Like every time. I'm so annoyed with myself. Every time I've missed a podcast, it's been by design. It's by Christmas or I'm on holiday. I've never, ever missed a week. This week, I had it all in Descript. So I don't know if you follow anything about making podcasts, but Descript is, it looks like a Mac app, but the data is held in the cloud. So you think you're editing it on your device, but you're not. You're editing it in the cloud. And I put it into Descript so that I could take it on my laptop down to London and finish it off. The whole thing was done, tied up, dusted. Got there, it had deleted itself. And so today's podcast episode, let me refresh this page that we're on now. Hopefully it'll refresh itself with a new episode. No, it hasn't gone live yet. I've scheduled it for some point later today. So I'm speaking to Birgit and Anne McCarthy, Birgit Powley-Hack and Anne McCarthy, but sincere apologies to them for messing that up. It won't happen again. I've now got a process in place to stop that happening. And I feel so bad about it. But,
it just makes you normal like the rest of us. They've been feet of clay. It's a human trait.
But I got to London, opened up the laptop, thought I've got 20 minutes. I can just click the publish button. Nah, all gone. All gone. So anyway, there you go. It'll appear here. 406 is what's happening. And then I'd just like to give a bit of a shout out to, this is my last bit of showing off or self-promotion, if you like. Anna Herko. I chatted to Anna Herko from CrocoBlock about managing that business.
She is so lovely.
She is the CEO of CrocoBlock, and she really is very, very lovely. I didn't realize what Croco Block could do. I thought it was a suite of blocks because it's called Croco Block. Man, is it more than that. That is a...
I think they were around before blocks.
Yeah. So that's what they said. They had the company name Croco Block, which had nothing to do with blocks. Then blocks came along and then it was a case of, do we change the name? Do we not? And they've stuck with it. But they do tons of products. So go and have a look because Anna's the CEO and talks about the journey from being in support all the way to running the whole thing now. So yeah, it's really interesting. Tim Nash joins us. He says, I'm still opening her brilliant newsletter. There you go, Cammy. He's talking about you. Isn't that nice?
So nice.
So the P is silent, apparently, Morgan says. It's Vint.
I think you mean the H is silent.
The H is silent. The P is the smiley emoji that I've missed.
Yeah, you didn't say that part out loud.
The H is silent. So it's but you see, to me, that says Vidti. Do you think that's what it is? It's not, is it?
No. It's Vidti.
I would guess.
We'll go with whatever Michelle says. Okay. That's cool.
Good life advice.
Let's go with that. Hello from Berlin. Hello from India. Very nice to have you with us. Right. Okay. Okay, here we go. Here's some actual news content now. Let's get on with it. Right, so this is the first thing to say is that the training team has set some goals for 2025. If you've been following on in the WordPress space, the training team have gone basically from 3 years ago to being what now looks like a bit more chaotic than it is now. At the time, it was fine, but now they've really upped their game in the last few years. Everything is now beautifully produced. Loads and loads of, nice new training materials coming out, particularly on the learn side of things. And I just thought I'd raise this in case you wanted to get involved with helping out make training materials. Very quickly, the WordPress training team's 2025 goals focus on expanding our global reach through enhanced marketing, improved content accessibility, and stronger community engagement. We aim to increase learn WordPress adoption through local events. I thought that was an interesting phrase. I don't know how you crowbar learn into local events, but I'm keen to see what that means. Multilingual support and diverse online workshops while streamlining content management and contributor recognition. And then there's a bunch of stuff here which explains what's going to go on. But if you're into WordPress and you've got like a predilection towards education or training in some way, or indeed just want to be the recipient of that training, then go and explore. And if you want to be involved in the training, this article might be a good place to sort of check it out. It's called Training Team Goals for 2025. It was produced on the 27th of January. I don't really have anything to add. I just wanted to promote that. But maybe Cammy, Michelle, Ross, you do. Is there anything you want to say on that one before we move on?
I got nothing.
It would be good if WordPress supported translations natively because it looks like they're using Polylang.
Okay. To expand on that law, what do you mean when you say that? Are you?
I think it's part of the WordPress's the next plan to add translation management within WordPress. Is that right?
Yes, that's coming in phase four, which we don't know when that'll start, but it'll be presumably some point.
Yeah,
fairly soon.
I feel like that should have come a long time ago. But yeah, it's just interesting to see that they're using Polylang.
Yeah, I'll just pop that on the screen actually. So if we go here, so I've slid down a little bit further. So this is the goals for where's it gone? I just had it.
Here we go, in Q1.
So what they're working on now is taking the Polylang implementation from 90% complete over to 100% complete. I don't know what that means in terms of which languages and who's doing what and all of that, but obviously trying to push whatever goals they've got from 90 to 100. They're obviously quite rightly proud of a 90% complete barrier. But getting it to 100 seems like a lot. So then again, there's a perfect way that you could share your expertise. If unlike me, you can speak multiple languages, that's a great way to help the team out. Even if you don't have any new content to add, you could simply be involved in the process of translating previously done content. And it feels like in the year 2025, there's going to be loads of new content. So that game will probably never go away. Okay, there we go. Cammy, shall I move on? Yeah. Okay. In the chat, we have Mr. Mark Westgaard and Michelle brought this one to my attention. 30% off WS Form. Mark Westgaard, I should say, he's the founder, creator, the man, the myth, the legend. behind WS Form, and he's offering 30% off for a limited time because they are a sponsor at WordCamp Asia in the near future. And you can see here, 30% basically on the agency license is going to equate to over $70. And you can see the other numbers here. But I don't know how long. Oh, yes, I do. To the 28th of February is when this is going to be.
It would be longer if WordCamp Asia was in, say, a month with 31 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. Mr. Westgaard is a very, very, very nice man. I went to him earlier this week. No, that's not true. It wasn't earlier this week. I went to him earlier last week. No, I didn't. I went to him late last week. Get it out of your mouth, Wrigley. And I came up with this idea. I said, would it be possible to make it so that a WS form can be used to ingest comments on your WordPress website? So at the minute you use the WordPress comment forms, and you kind of don't get much control over that. And I thought that would be a great use for a form plugin. I don't know if any of them do that. And it was about 9-ish or 10 o'clock in the evening or something. No, it was in the morning. That's right. It was really early in the morning. And so I sent this thing thinking I won't hear from him because he'll be in bed. Wasn't in bed. He replied and he said, wait a minute. And I thought, what do you mean, wait a minute? An hour later, he comes back and he says, yeah, I'm on it. I'll do it. I've got an idea. I've kind of basically I've fleshed it out, and I'll wrap up the new add-on and I'll ship it in the morning. And so one little comment is all it took from me for Mr. Westgaard to come up with what is now a whole new add-on. It's called Comment Management. I don't know if it's bound up to particular licenses. This makes me feel like it would be in the agency edition. So you're going to get it for free if you've got agency. Otherwise, it's $29 a year. And if we go over here, you can see here it is. You can now add a comment form to your, let's say, your single post template or something like that. And there you go. And so you can do all the things like, I don't know, turnstile comment recapture kind of thing. You can put in multiple fields. You can do what you like and make it look nice. Make it look like all the other forms on your website. So Mark Westgaard, I don't know what you were doing that evening, but I'm very grateful. Thank you. And it worked. That's the best bit. It actually.
Yeah, so maybe there should be a little footnote on that says inspired by Nathan.
Well, to be honest, Cammy, when he wrote his blog post to sort of say he launched it, I was furious that he hadn't given me the the recognition I think I deserved. No. But what I'm thinking though, Mark, now that we all know that you do stuff like this, anybody got any? Anything that you wanted to do? I was thinking there's this intractable problem in Ireland where the Protestants and the Catholics, they seem to never be able to get on particularly well. So Mark, if you could just get on that would be good. And it's expensive to get into space. That would be a thing.
Testimonials.
Yeah, if you could. Okay. Michelle's got a real one.
I want one in the next 2 hours, Mark, of a testimonials add-on.
That's right. Yeah. If you could just sort that out. He says, you're very welcome. You are very welcome. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Anyway, so go and check out WS Form. That was a little bit of an aside. Anybody want to add anything about Westgaard or WS Form before we move on?
I think we've given him enough praise as head.
I think so too, yeah. Be interested to see a photo, see if his face has gone blue, a bit like it. It's not showing it there. I can't remember where I did that. I had a funny one somewhere. Okay, here we go. Here's the next one. Designed to infuriate all plugin developers who have a pro plugin out there. And I'd be very interested to hear what Ross thinks about this. A little while ago, we heard about a company, I'm going to call it that, called Festinger Vault. I had never heard of them before. And the only reason I'd heard of them is because Automattic, with two T's, decided that this GPL club was in violation of the WordPress trademark. And so they took them to court. Now, the GPL club, or GPL clubs in general, and here's where it gets interesting. The and I could be butchering this from a legal point of view, so forgive me if I get this wrong, but my understanding is that if you offer a plugin into the WordPress space, if it binds onto WordPress, then it binds into the GPL license. That GPL license, in theory, means that that software comes with the four freedoms, one of which is to copy it and then potentially sell it on. And so there's a bunch of these GPL clubs out there who make it their business to null plugins, you know, take out all of the checks and balances for licensing and all of that. And then they, in turn, sell it on as a subscription service. So, I don't know, get 2,000 premium plugins for $29 a year or something like that. I think in the letter of the law, it's probably fine. In the spirit of the law, maybe not. And so Automattic took them to court, I guess probably won, because they are now saying in an announcement on the Festinger Vault site, in an unsolicited email sent widely across the WordPress community, Groot, his name is Martin Groot, said that he wouldn't be disclosing any details about the settlement, but added that he had removed all Woo and WordPress trademarks and products created by Automattic from his platform. And in what can only be described as interesting sophistry, he follows on with a pitch. The site which offers access to more than 25,000 Nolden premium plugins and themes under the GPL license has long been controversial. Critics argue that GPL clubs like Festinger Vault profit off the hard work of developers, even though reselling GPL software is allowed under the license's terms. And he says they're going to come back bigger and better than ever. What matters now, and I'm quoting, is that we're moving forward with a renewed focus and a fresh perspective, ready to offer you an even better experience. I don't know what to make of this. This sort of catches me in limbo, really.
But can I jump in?
Yeah, go on.
Foaming at the mouth, I think.
Yeah.
I believe so. I mean, the comments are, you know, showing how much people dislike this. But the one thing to remember as somebody who thinks they've stumbled upon just such a great deal is that there is no support from the original plugins when you buy a nulled product. So if you buy any premium plugin from someplace like this club and you have trouble or a plugin conflict or any of those kinds of things, and you try to open a support ticket with the original plugin designer and owner, they have no obligation to help you whatsoever because you have not purchased that plugin from them that came with updates and that came with support. So I just want to put that out there in case people think they've like, oh, it's such a windfall. I've got 2,000 plugins for this really low, low price. They're usually outdated, and you've actually taken food and money out of the place of the people who are doing this as their livelihood and their income. So please buy from the original people who have produced the products.
Ross, What are your opinions on this? Because obviously you've got a premium plugin out there in the wild. Do you get bitten by this quite a lot? Do you get support?
I share the opinion of many here in chat. They're obviously not really a company that any of us likes. We don't like their principles or their morals, although they're operating in the gray area of the GPL. I think the only way to protect yourself actually is to get a trademark. Because you can actually get your plugin taken down for trademark reasons, but not for GPL reasons. So that's probably something I'm going to personally do to fight them and sites like that. But yeah, it's a horrible practice, really, isn't it? Just take someone else's work and resell it for cheaper. I've got strong words. Online, but yeah, there's not much you can do about it, really.
I think we can sort of read between the lines that you're probably saying a proportion of what you would like to say, and that's fairly, it's understandable. I get it. Hey, here's a thought, right? And again, this is going to show my legal ignorance. Is there any capacity to file trademark across a variety of brands? In other words, is it possible for a collective of plugin authors like yourself to get together and combine trademark? Or no, Michelle's shaking her head. As soon as the words exited my mouth, I was thinking, no, how would that even work? But
no, even somebody like SellerWP has to trademark each one of our products.
Each one, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a very expensive, probably legally time-consuming process as well. So not cheap either. What a shame you've got to go through it. And all the while, this company, and to be fair, Festing of Vault is not the only one. There's more. I know that much, but I don't know how many there are. They're making a little bit of money off it, and like you said, it's the grey area. In a sense, the license for the GPL came about before premium plugins came about. It would be kind of interesting to see if there was another way of doing that, but with the way everything's structured at the moment, there isn't. You just have to go for them on trademark. You're using my Search and Filter Pro brand. You can't do that, so remove it.
I've heard of some creative types doing clever coding kind of things to catch them out, but I'm not doing anything like that yet.
No.
We're going to probably keep those details quiet.
Yes, yeah. I've heard some interesting... I'm not even going to say it because it would give some aspect of the game away, but I think some plugin developers have got ways of figuring out an awful lot of things without stepping foul of GDPR and things like that. It certainly got people angry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I think it's a disservice as a web designer to use something like that, and then your client ends up in the predicament Michelle is in, and they can't get support if you're not, you know, supplying them with your agency licensing or getting a license just for them. So that's something that web designers should keep in mind. Like, it might be a deal to get access to all of these, but what is happening to your client when you pass the website along?
Yeah, but also it's just creating so much confusion, isn't it? It's a bit like me, I don't know, buying a car from a secondhand dealer and then going to a different secondhand dealer and saying, something's gone wrong, can you just mend it for me? Well, did you get it from us? What's that?
It's actually like going to the manufacturer after buying it from a secondhand dealer.
Yeah. Okay, that's even better, and saying, can you fix it? Well, no, actually, because we don't have anything to do. But then you've got to waste your time as a developer sort of trying to figure out, well, where did you get it? Is this one of ours? Well, you don't appear to be on any of our lists. You don't appear to have a license key. And then that sort of whole, I don't know, disappointment plugin purchaser has, because they assume that what they were doing is legit, because these websites do look legitimate. And it sounds like Martin Groot is going to go out of his way to make his website in the year 2025 look even more interesting and, you know, probably more authentic and should we go through some of the comments about this?
Single positive one, I'll tell you that.
So Mark, who we've mentioned, WS Form, not one of my favorite sites, that was that was saying it politely, Mark. Festing a spam, says Tammy Lister. Yeah, the article, by the way, I'm sorry, Ray Moray, I didn't give you due credit. This piece came on the repository website. It was called Festing of Alt Returns After Settling Legal Dispute with Automatic. 31st of Jan, Ray wrote that. So apologies, Ray, I didn't do that.
Can we also just give props to Ray really quickly? Because she is amazing as far as reporting what's going on. Not just, you know, sticking links in a newsletter, but reporting on what's happening in WordPress. So major props to Ray.
Yeah, it's my job to stick links in a newsletter. That's what I do. She she actually writes actual content around it. And we're very, very, very lucky to have her. It's proper journalism from an actual trained journalist in the WordPress. Mm-hmm. We are really lucky that she's around. So Festing a Spam was Tammy's comment on that. This particular this particular one makes it their business to stalk WordCamps and sign people up to their email list without them asking. Oh, gosh, really?
I've got signed up to their email list. So they basically automatically hoovered up my email address from somewhere and started spamming me, selling back my own product, essentially. I'm sure we've all had it, essentially. Yeah. And then when you go to unsubscribe, the unsubscribe link doesn't work and you have to contact them directly, apparently, to unsubscribe. Yeah.
Just block them.
Oh, legal robbery, says Shashank. Reese says anything I say about Festing a Vault will be against the against the code of conduct and have to have an explicit tag. Okay, but nobody's getting the sense of the community reaction to this, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Is the experience that they actually don't stalk us?
The new experience.
Yeah.
That's the new version for the new year.
Oh, the new redesign.
Without stalking. Yeah.
Yeah. No stalking included. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to get some sort of, I'm going to get on some email list after this. You can be guaranteed, can't you? I believe this was settled out of court. No one. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. We never really got into that, did we? So no one won, which is unfortunate because they're a blight on the ecosystem. So yes, that is a good point. As this was settled out of court, presumably there isn't a no win. Maybe there was some money exchanged hands, or I don't know. But we don't know the details, and Martin declined to give those details out. But I'm guessing, Cameron, from your point of view, you would have liked to have seen Automattic drive it to a victory.
Somebody did actually tweet to that effect, saying that they were fighting for the good of the community. Yeah. So I was quite surprised that they then just settled quietly out of court.
Okay, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Michelle's argument, so this is Tim, Sir Tim Nash, as I like to call him. Michelle's argument also stands when the web developer provides the license. If you don't own the license, you have no rights to update and support.
I think you were supposed to sing that in the tone of the Wellerman, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was singing, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be back before you know it, and I'll have some other hoops to jump through. You can guarantee this. I'm having a little brief hiatus from all of that. Mark, I'm biting my lip hard right now. Okay, so that's Mark Westgard again. Influence WP, vendors won't provide support. Absolutely correct. However, I wonder if on their website they do make the point, but I bet most people don't read that and understand what that actually means.
I'm sure.
I think people, if they're going to these nulled clubs for cheap plugins, I think people know what they're getting, right? They're going for a cheap version of the plugin, most likely. I think there'll be like a small percentage of people that genuinely don't know that they've been misled and landed there by accident. And it is kind of official.
Isn't that like a double... People, sorry, Ross, yeah. Carry on.
I was going to say, I think most people genuinely intend to go get a cheap copy of a plugin.
Thank you. Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that a bit of a double whammy then? If you've got somebody new in the WordPress ecosystem, let's imagine that a lot of these people are new. There's bound to be a proportion of people, though, who know what they're doing and do it anyway because they just think that that's a much cheaper way to get along. But imagine a proportion of the people are just new to WordPress and they've Googled something and, you know, the Festingavolt or other site has come up. They're going to have a really, like a sharp end of the stick experience with WordPress at the beginning, aren't they? It's going to just be even more difficult to figure out. Well, I bought it from here, but apparently the support's over there, but they won't honor the support. So why did I pay this other? This is all confusing. Screw WordPress. I'm out of here kind of thing, which is no good for anybody.
Don't you think, though, that companies like AppSumo and ThemeForest kind of confuse people too, right? So like those are legitimate people who are actually selling through something like AppSumo or ThemeForest or some of the others that you do as a company sign up for. And then you see something like this company and you think, oh, it must be the same, unless you're part of the insiders, right? Like if you were just a company of one and you don't know and you haven't been around that long, this looks like it's a really good deal as opposed to... You know, oh, I'm getting something for cheap and I'm screwing over the man kind of thing, right? It's not like that. I think that there are a lot of people who honestly think that this is legitimate because there are other, you know, marketplaces out there that offer deals that make you think, well, this must be even better than those other ones.
Yeah,
so I think
point.
That there's, yeah, I think there's, for some of us, yes, absolutely. I think some people absolutely go into it nefariously, but I think a lot of other people are just hoodwinked, as we would say.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, right. It's too good to be true. It's like such a deal that like they can't resist kind of deal.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just do a few more comments. Might be legal, says Ian, but at the very least, very best, it's very questionable morals. So trust should be low, so people may also consider other risks that could be present. Ryan, there are well-known people in WordPress that are offering concierge services support via the vendor. What about security? Well, that's another big part of the puzzle, isn't it? Because the plugin is undoubtedly, well, not undoubtedly, but I imagine in many cases, versions out of date. What are the chances that it's going to receive the latest updates in a timely way as well? So that's
used to be the case that a lot of these sites, I don't know if these guys do it specifically, but they used to add malware into the plugins. That used to be my first response, like, hey, don't use it because you might have a virus on your site now.
Yeah.
And that used to be the common theme back in the day.
Yeah. Maybe even a reason for running the whole operation in the first place. You know, you actually get money from people to put malware into their websites. You can't make this up. Mark says he's had hundreds of URLs removed from GPL sites on Google. Yeah, so Mark and Ross, I'm guessing this is just part of the game of tennis that you play as a plugin developer.
I personally don't have the resources or the time to keep fighting it, so I just let it exist and just get on with my life. But most of the plugin devs that I know actively do try to fight against these kind of things.
Yeah. Loads more comments. Yeah, so Morgan with the surname there. That's all I'm going to say.
Morgan H.
Yeah. It's worth mentioning that bad actors, exactly what Ross was saying, also inject malicious code into the Lord plugins. You never know what's going to go on in there. And the worst thing about Festinger Vault,
Festering Stain Vault.
Isn't even nulling, it's the spam and disregard for privacy laws. I confess, I didn't know that that whole thing was going on about spamming email lists and stuff. That is, you know, it definitely not on. Anyway, they're back.
Oh, yay.
With a shiny new website. And it would appear that, you know, they haven't been sort of bludgeoned by the legal cosh out of existence. So that's the story there. So well, I'm sure we'll report on this at some point in the future. But
visit the Wayback Machine and look at how it used to be and see how much they were breaking trademark. But I don't want to go to their site and give them any traffic. So I wonder,
you know what I was saying earlier about trademark and getting filing a class action, if you like. I wonder if it would be possible for those companies that do have a trademark to go after places like that as one entity. So, in other words, in your case, Stella and all the sub brands there, and let's imagine that Ross had a trademark and he'd done all the paperwork for that and blah, blah, blah. You know, this laundry list of plug-in companies and vendors and what have you that have done that. If they could sort of join forces and obviously it would then be cheaper.
Class action. Then,
yeah, class action. A little bit less intimidating to do that. Yeah. So there's my idea of the week. Class action lawsuit. You heard it here first. You're quite right, Tim. Marcus Group will be joining us next week on This Week in WordPress. he said, looking forward to Festinger owner on the show next week. Yeah. Okay.
Before anybody gets excited about class action, that's action that's taken by consumers.
Oh.
I was wondering that. Yeah.
Okay.
I will also just say, the only thing I think is good that's come out of this is we actually know the guy's name now.
Oh.
He used to be very, very well hidden. Until his name has popped up recently. So we all know who to hate, which can't be good news.
It's really too bad that he can't just say Groot, like the character in the movies, right? Like all he can say was Groot.
I am Groot. Yeah.
Anyway, I know
this is apropos of nothing. Don't you think, I know this is kind of a weird thing to say. Don't you think that the word Festinger Vault, just the way that word sounds, sounds a bit weird, of a bit odd.
Festering.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's something from Dutch or something. Maybe, I don't know. It sounds more natural in Dutch, I think.
If you just take the word fest by itself, it's celebration, right?
Yeah.
So fest comes from fet and celebrate and all of those things. So I think they were leaning that direction as opposed to the rotting corpse.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of where I was heading. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Okay. Right. On that bombshell, let's move on. So where did we get to? We got to there. Right, in which case, we're going to go here. We've got a hosting company piece of news and some surprising stuff in here. So the first one is that this happened at all. So this article is on the worldhost.group website, a URL I'd never heard of or been to before. And it says, World Host Group acquires A2 Hosting to create the world's most trusted, innovative hosting brand. So A2 Hosting, I confess I've never used A2 Hosting services, so I can't lean into whether or not I've had a good, bad, or indifferent experience. But they're definitely a name which gets thrown around in the WordPress space. And they have been acquired by this company. What was it again? World Host Group. And it says a fast growth. So this is from their PR stuff. So it's obviously going to be lined with just all sorts of positive language. World Host Group, a fast growing global hosting leader with over 25 brand acquisitions under its belt, announces its acquisition of A2 Hosting, a high-performance hosting provider known for its commitment to customer service, et cetera, et cetera. We know how this goes. And then there's all the usual stuff about how things will change, how they won't change and what have you. My first question to our panel, though, has anybody ever heard of World Host Group?
No. However, I had never heard of Newfold Digital before they started acquiring things in our brand.
Yeah.
And I will be very honest and say that many of the larger companies in Asia, for example, who are hosting and things, are not necessarily in my my breadth of knowledge either. So to say that they are a huge corporation that is a hosting company just means that I don't know who their sub hosts are, you know, who's in their stable of hosts.
Yeah. And actually, Michelle, you've touched on where I was going with that, which was that it maybe this is the sort of like the opening salvo, which means that in the year to come, we'll hear about them a lot. I was wondering that more, you know, like you said, with things like Newfold Digital, yeah. The first time you hear about them, clearly you've never heard about them before. And then they were everywhere. You know, they've clearly decided they're going to go in this big direction. WordPress was a big part of that. And I do wonder about this. I mean, acquiring A2 Hosting, it cannot have been cheap. They were, and probably still are, very successful, I imagine. And so I'm just wondering if this company's on a bit of an acquisition spree, and it's somebody that we'll hear of in the days, weeks, and months to come, more and more as they probably try to carve out whatever it is in the WordPress space they're trying to carve out. So
let me just say I'm on their acquisition page right now, uh-huh. And they've acquired A2, they've acquired Latin American presence with Columbia Hosting. Lux Hosting, Webhost Python, .easy, which is a Canadian brand that I used to use a lot, Wingu Networks, and Indian Market with the acquisition of Hosting Raja .india. So,
okay.
Yes, so they are looking at different global pockets of hosting to acquire.
Yep. So maybe a company we'll hear of in the future. Cami or Ross, anything on that?
I've used A2 Hosting in the past. Decent. Yeah. So, I read that little post was by Corey Miller, right?
Yeah.
So
that just wrote that knowing off.
So
I trust Corey, so I would therefore trust A2. And our friend Katie is also Katie Richards is also part of the A2 team.
And Aaron Campbell.
Yes, Aaron Campbell's also there. Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting little nugget, wasn't it? That sort of it didn't pass me by, but I forgot to mention it. So there you go. So Corey Miller, and we'll get on to this in a minute, actually. Let's do that in just a second. Corey Miller has moved on from post status as of last week. And whether or not this role was ongoing prior to that, I don't know. But this is, it says now. Oh, it was. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. It says Corey Miller, Chief Evangelist. And then there's an email address which has World Host Group as the end of it. So obviously, you know, a thing that he's deeply involved in. And as Michelle said, if Corey's got his name to it, you trust it. So there you go. Well, World Host Group, keep your eyes peeled for news stories coming from them in the days, weeks, and months to come. I'm sure that we will we'll hear more. Ross, did you want to say something? Sorry.
No, I'm just laughing at the chat there. Three little hosts in a trench coat.
That one made me laugh.
So here's something in there. So Ian says, seems to be acquiring, just what Michelle said, I think, really, lots of small players in order to create a global entity and then so reap the economies of scale, I guess, typical acquisition strategy. Yeah, so from what Michelle said, I was trying to think and talk and listen at the same time, but sounded like there was a real geographical spread sprinkled all over the world. So maybe that is, in fact, the plan. Morgan's off. I've upset him far too much. No, it's not
He's
okay.
He's going to get up early to research a new last name.
Yeah.
He's looking with a new name by the end of the show.
Sorry. I feel terrible. Morgan, just know that my surname is also terrible and nobody ever spells it right. So it's not just you. I apologize in advance. Hopefully when you wake up and listen to this, you'll hear the apology. Right. Okay. That's that. Let's move on. So really interesting story came out of the Drupal space. And honestly, when did we ever talk about Drupal? This happened a little while ago. Drupal is a rival. Let's use that word. Rival CMS. When I first got into web development and using CMS, Drupal was actually my weapon of choice for many years. I absolutely loved it and probably still would. But I dropped into the WordPress community and found that to be, you know, it was growing, it was interesting. So stuck around and I'm very happy that I did. But the Drupal platform has been going down in market share as WordPress has been going up. And I think over there, they've been having conversations like, how can we make Drupal more interesting to people again? So they've come up with this idea called, so the product is called Drupal CMS. That's not like Drupal is a CMS. This thing is called Drupal CMS. And basically, it's like a tailored version of Drupal with pre-built, and they call them modules, think plugins. It comes with a pre-bundled, pre-configured set of plugins, let's call it then, so that content creators, marketers, that those kind of people can just get going straight away. They can install it and the whole thing is ready to go. And they, you know, the install process they outline in this article, which is called What Can a WordPresser Learn from Drupal CMS? It's by Pantheon. But then one of the interesting things which I really like is that the whole back end is configurable because they've got like these sort of panels. So I know that on the dashboard, you can move things around in WordPress, but that's about it. Apparently in this, you can move more or less everything around. So you're not limited to the UI that you get. You can modify the UI. But also, upon installing it, you get this list of things which you should tick off to make the thing as useful as possible. So, you know, I mean, I know it's nothing, but it says, I mean, it's not a lot, but it says things like create content, choose recommended add-ons, browse modules, create content type, change site appearance, invite users to collaborate, edit top tasks, etc. But it's just another little way of helping people out. And no doubt in time, that like little laundry list there will change. I just think this is really cool. It's like, I don't know, imagine that you're a real estate vendor and you want a version of WordPress, which is pre-installed with all the bits that you need. Or if you're a marketer, you want a, or if you're an editor for a newspaper, you want to download a basic version of WordPress that has all of those things pre-configured. And it comes from the authoritative source. It's not some sort of, you know, concoction made by a third party. I just thought that was really interesting. And judging by the looks on everybody else's faces, I'm the only one.
No, I really liked it. I have the same issues as with the article. It's quite hard to get going, at least if you want to set up a dev environment or something like that to play with. But I did load up the announcement, the launch video that they did and all that. I quickly exited because it was a very long video. I'm super keen to see, you know, what other people are doing. And I thought it was really well-timed launch considering all the drama that's been going on in our industry. And I think it's good to have competition. But I will just say it's quite tricky to use. The CMS is like supposed to be the easier to use version of Drupal, but it's still very difficult to get going with it. I imagine the dashboard is nice and easy, but to get to that stage, there's a whole lot of work in the way.
They've got a beautiful graph on the website. Have you seen this lovely graphic here? It's brilliant. This is the difficulty
it's graph,
to use.
Not a meme.
This is the difficulty to use graph. And so for example, ModX is this red line, WordPress is the green line, and then Drupal is just this absolute cluster of chaos. But it's true. Drupal is incredibly powerful, but incredibly kind of, you know, it's not that very attractive to look at. So I think good on them.
I think it looks really nice, the admin area and everything. Yeah. Looks really, really good.
But also just the idea that coming out of, like, the official thing there's another official thing. And I think it'd be really interesting to do that with WordPress. And I don't know what those official things would look like, but I don't know, just like a little content creator or a site which just has typical needs around, I've got a mom and pop store with, you know, I've got five pages, a version which ships with that, with like a task list of everything that you need to do pre-built. That would be so clever.
You wouldn't call it WordPress CMS though, would you?
No. WordPress CMS, if it's for marketers, it could have been called WordPress Marketing or WordPress Marketing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just having a dig at the name because I thought it was always a CMS. Right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's very confusing. Kind
of, there's a bit of a branding issue there, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That idea, Nathan, that idea that you just had might work in really nice for the new Progress Planner plugin that gives you, you know, they could have set packs for certain tasks for different types of websites that could load in.
Let's just have a look. Adam says, Adam Warner says, it's a smart move and reminds me of the WP per vertical purpose insult discussed in the past. Okay, that's a conversation that I never heard before. So in the past, Adam, it was a thing, was it? This idea came up but never got implemented. Okay, that's interesting. little dig there.
I like that one.
WordPress 5-minute install, Drupal still installing. Do you know what? If you install Drupal correctly, it can be done in a heartbeat. It's just, it takes you 7 weeks of reading.
Times already.
That was a dig at Tim if I ever heard one. Oh. Sorry, Tim, that yours is still installing, but Nathan
Yeah, that's right. There's something wrong there, Tim. I really like, he's dug himself out of that. He says he really likes Drupal. I'm not sure what that says about me. What could be useful is a set of additional group plugins that install together on top of the base install. Right. Wouldn't that be nice as well? And maybe this is Playground's territory. Maybe this is what Playground will be with blueprints will be used for. You know, here's a bunch of, so you want a real estate site. Here's a bunch of GPL.org plugins bundled, but the big step though would be making it all work so that you're not just presented with a, okay, we've installed the plugins, now you've got to figure out what they all do. It would be great if it was installed kind of ready to go. And yeah, that's what Playground promises. Anyway, well done, Drupal. I think that's a really interesting initiative. Anything else on that before we move on? Okay, a couple of ancillary articles. If you were off the back of that thinking, you know what, I'm going to build my own CMS, then this is a useful article.
Go on, do it.
Riyad Benguela, and again, I'm sorry, I'm never sure if I get that name right, produced an article. It's quite short, takes 5 minutes to read. It's about the anatomy of a CMS, what you would need to think about if you decided to build your own CMS, what the bits and pieces are. And it's quite interesting. And then this one, which I thought tied in quite well, this is so interesting. So this is Krautpress, and it says the crisis of themes in WordPress. And the more that I went down this, the more that I was nodding my head, I think. And let me just summarize it. What the heck even is a theme anymore? Like, it feels like more or less everything is blocks and plugins territory now. The theme might, I don't know, do headers and footers and what have you. But his point is that if you're not in the WordPress ecosystem, it's quite likely that you think a theme is like what we were talking about just now, a sort of, it adds functionality to the site. Now, in my head, a theme should add, like, the way it looks, it should be the look and the feel and the styling, and that's where it should end. And everything else to do with, like, what features come, that should be plugin territory. But theme authors for the longest time have been leaning well in the other direction and bundling in functionality. Just go and have a look on Theme Forest to know what I mean. You know, like, you want a real estate theme, you want a, I don't know, bricks and mortar shop theme, and you buy it. And so this is now the expectation. And so the article is saying, how do we pitch what these new themes are? And there's a lovely piece here where Jamie Marsland says, just some background. He says, I've trained over 5,000 folks on WordPress now. These have been in classroom settings, universities, within companies. I can give a complete beginners a classic theme, and within 10 minutes, they're happily customizing their themes design, changing layouts, changing the header layout, using all the customizer and so on. I've run a block-based theme course for the past 2 years to teach the same thing in a block theme course. It takes 2 hours. So he's saying it's like significantly longer, not exaggerating. I love block themes, but the steep learning curve is a drag on adoption. And the more I think about this, the more I think Jamie is probably right. Had Tammy on the podcast recently talking about this. I think the new way of doing themes is way better than the old way of doing things. It makes it so that anybody with a mouse can do more or less anything, but they are really difficult to begin with. And so, panel, I want you to solve that problem in the next 6 minutes. Go. I don't know what you think about that.
It sounds like a really good advertisement for the Page Builder Summit, if you ask me.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. The good pitch there. By the way, that's coming around. We're going to do that again in May, but I haven't really got into the advertising of that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it, like Cammy, you're in this business of you take websites, yeah. You install WordPress, you do things with it, you hand it over to a client. Are you using block themes yet?
No. I use Beaver Builder. I'm a page builder user, and I use the Beaver Builder theme and Beaver Builder themer, which allows me to really customize that look exactly the way I want. And my clients, they get it. They really enjoy using it, and I'm not being bothered to do all the small things. They can do it on their own. But before Beaver Builder, I was using Genesis themes. And so you'd load a theme and you were really kind of stuck with what it looked like unless you knew how to code, which always was a problem for the client. So I feel like the page builders are fulfilling kind of a need because my clients, they use the block editor for blogging, but that's about the extent of what they're able to master.
Pete Chineri's joining us. She's obviously, you know, fully conservant UI, UX and all of that. And she says, I think the way forward is industry-based templates. Now rather than themes. And Peter, you couldn't have been reading my mind more than you just were, because I put this on the screen to highlight in a moment. And she's so in this article, the CrowdPress article, it says, just look at how the competitors are handling it. And let's take the top one, which is Squarespace in here. The homepage of Squarespace prominently features a templates link, leading to an interactive wizard recommending templates based on the user need. So that would be, you know, are you a this? Are you a that? Do you run in this kind of business? Do you run in that kind of business? And so on. And you can, for example, navigate to a real estate and properties category and go click a button and you're off to the races. Wix, something similar. And then Elementor, obviously right in the WordPress space, the Elementor kit library is slightly harder to find, but still embraces a utility-first approach. Elementor does not have the dedicated real estate category, but it features things like business and agency. Users can find templates like personal chef website kit or real estate agency website kit that directly solve their specific needs. And the more I think about it, the more this sort of seems to make sense to me, that this is the way that we need to, just selling it into the marketplace, make the people of the future WordPress users understand what's going on. So there.
I think Divi's really good at doing that as well. You know, Divi has a whole bunch of templates for all kinds of different industries as well.
But if you go to like the let's say, for example, you look at 2025, which is the latest WordPress default theme, it doesn't, I mean, with the best will in the world, I love all those things. And I've actually installed it recently and played with it and made it do exactly what I want. But it doesn't, it's not got that kind of hunkering down into one niche. And I think that's an important part of the jigsaw. You know, if you're a developer, you don't need any of that. But if you're just an end user, then you probably do. It probably would help. And now we've got, maybe it's patterns that will be the solution for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's patterns and templates.
Yeah. In that case, do we even need a theme? We just need a theme, a single one-off theme, which handles things like, I don't know, headers and footers. And that's it. You're off to the races. You don't need to have all these complicated themes and things. I'm not going to solve it.
I Cadence does a lot of that actually already.
Yeah.
So, you know, with the block builders and things like that, that's built into the Cadence. And for those who aren't proficient with that, there's a ton of templates that are for different kinds of industry that I've used myself to spin up a site very quickly. So,
and doesn't Cadence also do like an AI kind of wizard as well, where
you can be asked
a bunch of questions and then it will spit, like, are you a real estate? We call them real estate agents.
Right.
And, you know, and if you are, answer a few more questions and then, you know, the typical write 1,000 words into ChatGPT or something equivalent and it whirs in the background and gives you something that you want. Like, will it be the perfect thing if you want to spend an absolute fortune for the bespoke, utterly unique website?
Right.
Probably not. But will it get most people across the line?
Yeah.
Probably will.
It gives you a starting point, something you can edit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And love our ESP, says Peacher. ESP. Oh, extrasensory perception. I get it. We were communicating across the airwaves there. The new way is better, says Dan. Hello, Dan. Don't know if we've met. The new way is better, but I wish there was no theme. Just toggles for choices like fonts, margin, colors. Themes are a pain in the ass. And introduce a bunch of clutter, patterns, and bad choices. That was kind of what I was trying to allude to, I think, Dan, is that it does seem almost like the theme is becoming a little bit irrelevant. And, you know, for the headers, you just choose a pattern. For the footers, you just choose a pattern. And everything in between, you just choose patterns.
You know, it's almost like WordPress is available to everybody at their level of knowledge and ability.
Yeah. That's, oh, Michelle, summing it up nicely there. And the other Michelle Huffaker says,
She is such a lovely person.
She really is, yeah.
Yes.
I feel that page builders get short shrift from developers, but a designer, I can build anything I need with Divi. Yeah, there is that. I think, Michelle, I think you're definitely right about that. Developers, I think when page builders came out, developers looked at them from a long way off and thought, but now...
Some of us make a perfectly lovely... salary just by using things because we're not developers.
Yeah.
Again, WordPress is everything to everybody.
And if you look at the rise of WordPress over the last decade, I think a lot of it has been driven by WYSIWYG.
Yeah. A lot of it. Elementor is huge.
Yeah, I think Elementor, I could be wrong about this statistic, but I think Elementor is now something like 26% of WordPress installs. Something like
that. They advertise as being a percentage of the web these days. I forget what percentage that is, but
yeah.
I think it's like 14. It's in the teens. Like, it was big. I saw that too.
We had a period where Elementor was in the news all the time because it was just, you know, it just kept clipping up and clipping up. And now it's kind of gone out of that news because it doesn't have that same, oh, it's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, it's just sort of presumably matured. You kind of get the feeling that it's not quite so significant, but of course it is. It's just right there, just sitting at the top of the page builder tree in that sense, in terms of the install base. And yeah, interesting. Google page speed parameters scare clients, says Shashank. I can't make my button work. Oh, that's because Tim's comment was loading. And he's got a comment about Drupal. Whilst joking at Drupal's expense, Drupal CMS installed and into the admin in about 2 minutes locally, but needed to use Composer, so not exactly user-friendly. Yeah, okay. They'll sort it. You know, wait a couple of years, Tim. They'll have it fixed so that you could use Docker or something like that instead, and it'll be way simpler. Okay. Let's move on. Right. I just wanted to say well done to the folks at this WordCamp Kolkata.
Yeah.
2025.
Congrats to them.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, they. It sounds like last week they all came together. There they all are. I don't know if that's the entire attendee lot or if that's just the people who organised it. I'm not sure, but nothing to add apart from saying, yay, bravo, congratulations. And Michelle, you're going to WordCamp Asia, I'm guessing.
I leave 2 weeks, yes. I'm excited about it. I'm on a panel discussion on AI. That's going to be moderated by Taco, and will be added to the schedule very soon, from what I understand.
Nice. Michelle, we haven't got it in the show notes, but last week, and we said we would, and I haven't done it yet, mm-hmm. last week you were part of the news that we mentioned, because post-status, the community, which is kind of almost for many people, I think, is the community, the default, if you want to talk about WordPress, head to post-status kind of thing. Big news, it got taken over. So Corey Miller, who we were talking about earlier, has taken a step back. They're no longer the owners. It's now owned by Joost de Valk and Marika van der Acht. Has anything changed for you?
I am still the executive director, and I am still running things as far as what's happening with... I'm working very closely with Joost as we make some changes, of course. Joost the person. I always feel like when you say Joost, you have to specify that it's not the company. With Mr. De Valk, or JVD, as I'm going to start calling him. and I forgot where I was going with this. But yes, we're moving things forward. You will see very soon, as soon as I can figure out how to do it, because there's so many things in the back part of this website. We're cutting the membership cost to $50. And we have a brand new plan for sponsorship. So if you're interested at all in sponsoring post-status, it's a much reduced price from what we used to have in the past. You can DM Joost de Valk, or you can come to Michelle, and I can put you in the right direction. And yeah, we're very excited about things that are happening. New podcasts coming out and new webinar series. And actually, it's not really webinar as much as panel discussion series that is going to be coming out this year. And we're going to bring back the Career Summit as well this fall. So lots of things happening.
If we'll come to one of the podcasts a little bit later, but if I mm-hmm. if I asked you to do the sort of the elevator pitch, if somebody was brand new in the WordPress community and didn't even realize there was much of a community, what mm-hmm. would be the what? Why would anybody want to go to PostStatus? What would be the one sure. or two of the things that you'd say make it worthwhile?
Sure. So we talk to a lot of people in the community, and all of that is available readily on our YouTube channel, things like that. But if you really want to be able to talk to people directly and be part of conversations that are happening in WordPress, your $50 membership allows you access to our Slack channel. And there's a lot of conversations that happen on our Slack channel, as well as meetups on the monthly meetups for agency owners, for product designers and developers, and for just general professionals in the WordPress space. So it's just it's a place to see and be seen. We do have a lot of lurkers, a lot of people that just like to be adjacent to the conversation and see what's happening in WordPress, which is great. But it's also a place where if you want to join the conversation and be heard, it's a great place to do that as well.
Would it be a place where you can get like technical help? Like, let's say you've got a coding problem. Do you have a channel for that?
We do. We have a developers channel. We have a hosting channel. We have a business channel. We have a marketing channel, like all of those different things. Where people can, we have an HR channel. So if you're having any of those kinds of questions, it's a great place to just ask. And most, I would say 99% of the time, people are very kind in giving solutions. Every once in a while, somebody cracks a joke and they think they're funny. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. But don't take it personally, because it's always just human beings helping other human beings.
PostStatus.com. You can go and check it out. And I don't entirely remember what the old rates were, but you mentioned
$197. So yeah. It's coming down to $50.
So it was a fourfold, well, like a quarter of the original price.
Correct.
Okay. So that's all available now or soon, soon when Michelle's got the form.
If you want it now, message me and I will come up with a discount code for you to be able to get it through the current form.
Yeah. If only there was this bloke. Like, I'm imagining a guy, let's call him, I don't know, Gark Bestgard or something like that. Just make up some fictional guy who could sort of figure that stuff out for you at 4 a.m.
Well, I'm in the process of putting WS Form on the site. Yeah. So I can lean into my WordPress bestie to help me solve problems when I don't know how to do that.
Yeah. And the follow-up question, which, of course, everybody wants to know is, do you ever sleep, Michelle? What the
heck? I do, actually. I average about 4 hours a night, because if I go to bed earlier, then I'm up at 2 a.m. So I'd rather stay up till 2 a.m. and get up at 6 or 7 a.m.
Cammy, you just did. You said what I was thinking. Oh, man. 4 hours?
4 hours. No. There is enough coffee in the world to keep me running on four hours of sleep.
I'll be 57 this year, and I'm starting to need like 6 or 7 hours some nights, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Anyway, postlatus.com, check it out. We're going to move on. I'm going to miss a few things out along the way because we're sort of running out of time. I can imagine that some people in our community, especially if they've got real interest in performance and optimization, are going to look at this and have certain thoughts, but let's raise it, see what people think. This is new to me, at least. I have never heard of this before. It comes out of the same company that does Blog Vault and Malcare and WP Remote. So they've got a history of running products in the WordPress space. And it's called Airlift. And I think it's new. But their claim is pretty remarkable. Their claim is that basically you install the plugin. I'm guessing AI runs its magic in the background and your site is within a minute or two better. I'll just read you the blurb. It's airlift.net. Ultra-fast WordPress sites with a click of a button. Airlift will instantly speed up your WordPress site and boost your Google Core Web Vital score. It's a complete performance solution for website, including caching, CDN, image optimization, CSS improvements, and more. So some of those things... At the moment, it's quite likely that you're probably going to a variety of different vendors for those kind of things. And then all of the marketing blurb, I'll just scroll down because here's what they claim. Incredibly easy to set up, no manual configuration. So that's curious. Install the plugin on your site. Set it up in 60 seconds. It will automatically configure the plugin. And then it says, let Airlift do the best. Your website is now ultra fast. So they really are making a claim. Install a plugin. Click a button and then you're done. Now, I have obviously not tested this. We have Remkes on the show, and Remkes talks a lot about speed and optimization. I know that he's got this like really finely tuned process, which really takes a lot of effort and thought and heritage figuring all this sort of stuff out. So I don't know, Cammy, you said you'd had a bit of bother trying to even get on their sign up form.
Yeah, the sign up failed for me, but I'm going to still pursue it. Like, I'm very interested to see what it will do, because they do have a free version and it can't hurt to try. I mean, I use WP Rocket and a lot of other little tips that I do along the way, but you know, it's interesting to see if it really does what it claims that it does.
Yeah. What would be your sort of metric? Would you run it up against like a site that you've got for WP Rocket and compare the two things? Or would you just see, okay, it's working?
Yeah, I spun, as I told you all before we started, I just launched Web Designer Habits as a full website yesterday. So I was reading our show notes thinking, hey, I'll just pop this in here now and see, you know, because I was doing speed testing at the time. And so I still plan to do that because I do want to try it. I think it's always interesting to see if something that you don't configure actually does the trick, where, you know, something like WP Rocket has a lot of configurations that you have to dial in.
I guess maybe that's where their target audience is, because a lot of the things that need to be done that this handles are really technically tricky. And honestly, when I go into something like WP Rocket and I see all the checkboxes, like 50% of it, not only do I not understand it, I don't even have a point of reference to begin understanding it. I'm just thinking, well, I don't even know what half of those acronyms mean. Sounds good. If I tick that box, I'm sure it'll do something incredibly useful. But the promise
or it will break your website.
Just kill everything. That's right. But the promise here is we'll just do it all. And you don't
have to,
it's literally download, install, activate. So we'll have to see how that works.
I'll report back. I'll let you know.
Okay.
It is from the same people who have Blog Vault and WP Remote and Malcare. Yeah. So they've been around for a little while. And
they really have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Akshat, the CEO, is quite genuinely one of the nicest people I've ever met. Just profoundly nice individual. You were saying about Corey and his name being attached to the World Hosting Group, like we mentioned earlier. I have the same. Mm-hmm. I have the same sort of intuition around Akshat. You know, I just sort of feel that he's such a nice guy. But the proof of the pudding will be in the testing, and obviously, it will be for people like you know, Cammy to try it, and Remkes, and all the other people in our field, and give it a go and see how it performs. But there it is. It's airlift.net. Ross, you didn't get a chance on that one. Did you want to say anything?
No, not have too many thoughts on it. Just very curious as to what it is that it's going to automate. With great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's see what happens when you go on that.
I guess the fun thing about things like WP Rocket is that you can click that button and it'll do one extra tiny little thing, and then you can ponder that for a bit and think, what was the result of that?
I imagine you can drill down into the settings after
it's done
it all for you. So maybe it's like the onboarding is all automatic, but then you can go in and tinker. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem to make that claim, but let's find out. Okay, when they launch it and people start playing with it, we will soon see. Airlift.net, go check it out. Tim Nash, who knows his way around all of this kind of stuff, says, caching can and will screw with you. The other Michelle Hoffaker says, Tim, I second your comment. So there we go. Go check it out. Have a play, you know, see what you think. Okay, last couple of things. The first one is to say that it's still a thing in the year 2025. People are still using WordPress plugins to try and get you to display content on websites so that people will click on it and go to other mysterious places. One thing you could do is not download null versions of software from GTL clubs, and that might help. You never know. But I just thought that was worth mentioning, a TechCrunch piece. This stuff is no good for our community. Like, when a big place like TechCrunch has the word hackers, hijacking, WordPress, Windows, Mac, malware in its title. We honestly, the world is a worse place for all of us, because it's just going to be, well, you know, your clients are going to be phoning you up. I saw that these kind of things are happening with WordPress. It's insecure. It's an interesting article anyway. Go check it out. And I would urge everybody to read this. This is such an interesting article. It's not about WordPress at all. It's just about somebody who really does know their way around the security landscape, very, very, very nearly falling foul to a bunch of hackers who phoned him out the blue and nearly got him to click on something which would have started to do bad things in his life. It's just one of those fabulous stories where you can see that you can see all of the things going wrong only because he's written about them. But I reckon that if I was him, I would have ended up getting caught. And that kind of stuff scares the bejesus out of me. You know, you get a phone call out of the blue, everything seems so legitimate. And just there was one tell which gave them away. And it was technical. And you had to be technical to understand the number 84. So go on.
But does Google ever really call anyone? Like, I tell my clients this all the time. It's not Google calling you, because they will get these spam phone calls and I'm the first person they reach out to. And I'm like, Google's not calling you.
Yeah.
So I'm just curious as to, I really feel like that's not even a thing.
I think that the vast majority of people don't have that intuition still. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, especially, like, I can give you an example of my parents the other day. My parents did something that I would never have done in a million years. And because I'm cynical about that kind of stuff, I've learned the cynicism of, well, that's a out of the blue call. That's probably suspicious. My parents don't have that cynicism, which is good, but leads to them getting caught out. And you're right, you know, my insurance company the other day legitimately phoned me out of the blue, right? And I knew it was them because I'd been on the phone to them about 10 minutes before, right? But they phoned me up and they then asked me to go through security. So they started saying, what's your address? And I said to the lady on the phone, I said, you just called me. I'm not going to give you my address. You just phoned me. You know, point me to a website, the legit website. I'll find the number. I'll phone you back and we'll carry on the conversation. And she was really stunned. She was saying, what? But you know it's me. I was like, I know it's you, but it's the principle of the thing.
Right. Exactly. You have to be careful.
Sad days. Sad days. Reese says, nearly got scammed because I was signing up for a PayPal account at the same time that PayPal scam got in touch with. Wow, that's a bit like what I was saying. The PayPal people got in touch. Well, the fake scammers got in touch with them at the same time he was setting up a PayPal account. Wow, that's so interesting. The Tim's great to hear, Tim. Thank you. The TechCrunch article is such a poor hatchet job. Hackers are exploiting outdated of WordPress plugins. Shock.
Keep I wasn't going to ask if it was clicked.
Yeah, unfortunately, TechCrunch, the distribution of TechCrunch is massive, isn't it? And so whether or not it's factually correct, sadly, those are the words that are going to land. But yeah, I think you're right. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. Okay, where should we go to next?
I was going to say, my biggest scam fear is when they're going to get AI to phone you up as your mother and ask for help or something like that. That's going to be on the roadmap for the next few years. Those scams are going to be everywhere.
Unfortunately, Ross, that's not theory. That's now happened.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've read about it as in it's happened, but I've not known anyone.
When was it? I think it was in November last year, something like that. And it was a dear old lady, could have been in the UK, can't remember exactly, but basically got a call from an alarmed grandchild. Yes. And you've just already laying out the perfect confection, aren't you? It's just like grandchild, got lost in a city, lost the credit cards, and perfect replication of the voice. And the whole thing was over in a matter of minutes because the heartstrings were pulled.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that. Yeah, like you're going to, like, isn't it crazy? We're all going to have some sort of safe word that we all learn as an infant. Like, okay, child one, what's your safe word? Child two, what's your safe word? And if we don't hear the safe word, it's a scam.
Mm-hmm. Like I've stopped saying hello on the phone when you don't know the number. You just wait for the other person to say hello, and if it's like a scam call, you can just hang up.
So yeah,
you're not giving any of your own like voice out to anyone else. So
yeah,
it's
really hard to answer the phone anymore. Like if the somebody isn't in your contacts, it's just like, well, I'm gonna wait and see if this is a real call.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Tim says his child has been I should paraphrase. This is not true. Tim's child has been regularly arrested in Spain, according to the police there. Oh, if someone you know
fools
you, ask them something that only you would know. Yeah, like this keyword or something like that. Ask them to pick up food that you'd hate. Or after, we get the point. Thank you for that, Ian. That makes
or better yet, I'll call you right back and then call them right on the number that you know is theirs and ask them if they had just called you.
Yeah. Read this article, though, because that even that got bypassed, which is kind of interesting. These people, the people who perpetrated this scam really knew what they were doing. At least it comes back way. Pixel's AI screening is pretty good. What? That's in the phone. It knows kind of stuff like that, does it? Okay. That's fascinating. Okay, thank you, Reese. And how much time have we got left? No time at all. We are out of time. Sorry, we had a few bits in there, including copy jump. Let's just do this quickly because Ross put it in the show notes. What's copy jump, Ross?
So it's another AI tool to help you write better marketing tools. I just thought I would share it because
I think
Morgan
was
in the chat. Yeah, Morgan.
No!
Sadly, he's gone to bed and we'll hear this. Yes.
So Morgan H has launched this. I thought it was quite cool because there's quite a lot of WordPress folk kind of branching out into other little ideas. And this is one that stuck out to me because I'm terrible at writing marketing.
Okay. So see what you did there. You, with a bit of sophistry, you managed to avoid the problem of the surname just by going H. That's what I should have done.
Morgan H.
Morgan H. I'll do that in the future. Oh, I'm so sorry. When you catch up on this in the morning, Morgan, have you had a play with it yet then, Ross?
No, I've just watched the videos and things like that. Haven't actually played with it yet.
Unfortunately, this Twitter thread, because I'm not logged in, doesn't give you more. But there's, if you go to the original one, if you just in search for Morgan, his name is Morgan, and then his surname is HVIDT, pronounced, I don't know, Pascal or something like that. I'm not going there. I'm going to get it wrong again. And you can see all about it, Copy Jump. So it says the writing app for brands and marketers. And I'm guessing it's Rossa using AI to assist with that endeavor. And I feel terrible, Morgan, for butchering your name so publicly. I am very sorry.
You've redeamed it now that you've shown his new product.
Okay. Yeah, I feel good. And now I feel like he would. Yeah.
When you sign up, you're going to get an email from Morgan. And when you sign up, there's a video. And I think that he is speaking. So maybe the last name will be revealed.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that's me. Considering I have the memory of a goldfish, the next time Morgan comes in the chat, I'll go, it's Morgan, but I'll try. So Copy Jump, go check it out, as recommended off Twitter by Ross. That's great.
I'll be trying that out soon myself.
Yeah, nice. Do you know Morgan?
Loosely, loosely, just as a fellow plugin developer,
Okay, perfect.
First name only.
Yeah, that's right.
I knew the last name, but of course, I've never had to actually say it.
I'm going to take that as today's episode title, first name only. I think we'll go with that. That's perfect. Okay, in which case, firstly, I'd like to thank the three people who are around here. Oh, I got it wrong. Over here. So that would be the co-host for today, which is Michelle Frechette, but also our fabulous guests, Cammy McNamara and Ross Morselli. I really appreciate your coming on the show and giving up your time, especially for those of you that are up at ridiculous o'clock, frankly.
Really?
Half seven now. Time to get up. But we'll be back next week with a different panel of guests. Hope that you'll join us then. But for now, we need to do the hand wavy thing, if that's all right with you three.
The side, right?
Yeah. Whatever you like, that'll do. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And one final thank you to everybody who joined us, whether that was live or not live, and for coping with my butchery of surnames. Appreciate all of your comments. We'll be back next week. Thank you so much. Take it easy. Bye-bye for now.